Now, Iraq and Syria. One rumor about the whereabouts of Saddam Hussein and his sons has them seeking refuge in neighboring Syria. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has admonished Syria for allegedly letting Russian military supplies pass through its territory into Iraq. Other administration officials have said such things as the road to Damascus, that's the Syrian capital, leads through Baghdad. All of this prompted a question to White House spokesman Ari Fleischer today about whether the U.S. is contemplating any other regime changes in the region. And Fleischer said Iraq is unique.
Iraq presented a whole set of threats to the world that were unique in the world. And there are other, of course, elements of the world that are not complying with what the United States and others around the world would like to see in terms of peace and security. But every region of the world presents a unique set of challenges or difficulties for the United States and for partners in peace. And each is dealt with separately.
But given the implications that Syria was to some degree assisting Baghdad, we thought we'd take another look at the relationship between those two Arab neighbors and what the next turn in U.S.-Syrian relations might be. Edward Jerejian, now at Rice University, was U.S. ambassador to Syria and also Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs. Ambassador Jerejian, how would you describe relations first between these two Arab regimes, Syria and Iraq, at least under Saddam Hussein?
Well, the relationship between the two Ba'athist regimes in Damascus and Baghdad have basically been hostile over the last few decades. I was in Damascus in January, and the relationship was explained to me by a very high-level official in Damascus that it's basically an economic relationship between Syria and Iraq and not a political one. Now, having said that, the border between the two countries is quite porous, and there have been problems recently.
Well, for example, if someone were to tell you then they thought that Saddam Hussein had been given some sort of welcome on Syrian soil this week, would you raise your eyebrows very high at that possibility, or would it at some level make some sense to you?
I would raise my eyebrows very high at that possibility. Also, the possibility that has been talked about in recent days that the Iraqis have secreted some of their weapons of mass destruction on Syrian soil. On those levels, no. But if you're asking me, have some personnel pass through the border, that is highly probable. If Ba'athist Iraqis or officials are trying to escape and they've been successful in crossing the border, I think there's some possibility of that.
Does the U.S. action in Iraq and the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime, does that alter the impact of U.S. exhortations to Syria, or for that matter to Iran? I mean, are we entering a new chapter in our relationships with those
countries? Well, my own view of this is that there are different issues that need to be resolved in the U.S.-Iranian and the U.S.-Syrian relationship. There's a whole set of national security interests we have with both of these countries. So I personally think that the U.S. policy will be one of differentiation, a muscular dialogue, muscular diplomacy, and I don't jump to the conclusion that what we have done in Iraq is setting down a paradigm for automatic military responses in other countries.
But should the folks in Damascus look across the border, see what's happened in Iraq, and say there is some new, to use a word that you've used, more muscular approach to these issues in Washington than there was before, and maybe we should recalculate our actions in Lebanon or dealing with terrorist organizations?
Yes, I think that message is clearly being not only sent but heard, and each government has to assess its national security interests accordingly.
Ambassador Jerejian, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Edward Jerejian is now director of the James A. Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. He spoke to us from Houston, Texas.